Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
But also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
Well, Senor David, I am watching the news right now, and they just, at the time of this recording, I have just seen that a mainstay, an oldie but goodie in the Hollywood entertainment market has passed away today. And, of course, I'm talking about Merv Griffin. Merv Griffin has passed away. Yeah, so I take it you heard that same news.
Yeah, it's real sad day for people that are in the media.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this. I was wondering, well, you know, what was it about Merv that made him kind of a entertainment mogul? You know, what was it? And even more important, what were all the things that he had done to get him that to point? And so I started thinking about that, and I thought, well, you know, when I get to talk to Dave here about this intro we're going to do for episode 11 of the ATS Mix here on www.abovetopsecret.com, maybe we'll try to see if we can remember some of these things that he had done. So I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. Well, my first memory of Merv Griffin, obviously, is the talk show that he had for such a long time. I mean, he really set the standard for daytime talk shows. And, that's really my first memory of him is really daytime talk show. Although I think wasn't he something before he even got in the talk shows, John?
Yes, he was, but I want to stick with the little talk show thing. You know, one of the things I remember when I was much, much younger watching the Merv Griffin show, one of the things he used to do when he was talking with his guests is he would do this little thing where he'd go, "That's fascinating." He'd always do, fascinating. Yeah. And it was like he was really, and he did seem to genuinely be very interested in what his guests have to say. There was only one other person that used to impress me more so than what Merv Griffin did, and that was Johnny Carson. I thought Johnny Carson was the king of being able to talk to a guest. But anyway, getting back to Merv Griffin, other things that he does. Well, I know that before he had the talk show, I believe that he was a singer and perhaps even a band leader. And the band leader, I'm kind of 50-50.
That's right, yeah.
But the song, and of course I wouldn't know this except that they've been just pouncing it all over the news thing, the song that gave him his rise into notoriety was "I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts." That was the song that made the top 10. And I can actually remember my dad humming this and singing this. "I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts," something like that. And yeah, it's amazing what, you know, and I have a feeling, I think that was like in mid 40s or something like that when that came out.
Right.
Like. So only our parents would actually remember stuff like that.
Well, the only thing, you know, I mean, he had the music career, obviously, and then he went to the TV career. And of course, I think what he's most noted for is he created a lot of game shows, including Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
And boy, talk about making a buttload of money on a franchise. My Lord. I mean, he made billions and millions millions on just on Wheel of Fortune.
I believe Jeopardy was another one. And
I think Jeopardy was one of his babies also, initially.
And let's see here. If I do recall correctly, as I start to date myself back, there was a music program many years ago called Solid Gold, and that was a Merv Griffin production that starred Tony, not Danza, Tony...
Danny, my comic line.
Thank you. Sorry. You know what? I don't recall what his name was, but he was he was in that movie with Tom Hanks, The Bachelor. He was Tom Hanks was a bachelor, and Denny Terrio. That was the guy's name, Denny Terrio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know Danny.
And he was a singer and dancer. And, you know, of course, this is back in the time where wearing spandex and leotards was very cool for the metrosexual and gays and straights alike, I guess.
Right.
So, yeah, that was a Merv Griffin. And And I toss it to you, Dave. I came up with one. There.
Okay, well then, you know, really the last one I've got is, I don't know, if, for those of you that, pardon me, have ever been to the Bahamas, he started Paradise Island, which was this huge casino complex in the Bahamas.
Really?
And, I mean, absolutely made another huge buttload of money. And, you know, I guess it's kind of like anything. I mean, you know, people's private lives. I mean, you know how it was, and this is just a minor sidebar. Right. But, you know, I was totally blown away when I found out that Raymond Burr was gay. Okay.
Raymond Burr was gay is?
Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't. And I was
Ironsides. Equally.
I was equally blown away because, you know,
Perry Mason.
Perry Mason. Yeah. They were very tight. You know, I was talking about like they hold their cards close to their vest. That's what I mean by tight.
Okay.
anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry for my partner, ladies and gentlemen. His mind's going somewhere else.
You know what it is? I've started to lean over to the rabbit zone, unfortunately, from working with you so long. My brain is right. People are screaming at me, and you two use, stay out of the light, Carol Ann. Don't go into the light. Don't follow Dave Rabbit. I think it's too late. I've already gone to the dark side.
You're the only sane one of the partnership. But anyway, back to the serious of things is that, you know, that blew me away. Now, Rock Hudson blew me away.
Oh, that one did blow me away.
You know, I mean, I remember my mom sitting there going, yeah, well, you know, Rock Hudson's gay. I went, what?
Yeah,
I know. I mean, if they had told me John Wayne was gay, I was going to blow my brains out.
Oh, yeah, that's a suicide offense there.
But anyway, Merv Griffin was gay. That means anything.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean a thing.
It's just that, you know, I just find it really amazing how in the world today, you know, there's so many innuendos about movie stars that are out there right now, you know, and they go, and they think just because someone's not married or whatever, that, you know, they're gay, which, you know, that doesn't mean nothing, you know, anymore
nothing.
In the world.
Means
but anyway, that it's not a big deal, but, you know, but Merv Griffin was gay. So, I
thought he was married. Wasn't he married to like Zsa Zsa Gabor?
I think he was married maybe twice, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought Zsa Zsa or maybe Ava, her sister.
I think he was married to one of the Gabors.
He was married to one of the Gabors.
But, you know, somebody will Google this, then they'll say, oh, you guys were wrong. Well, it's very true because we didn't Google anything on Merv. We're just coming up with our own memories.
We're flying by the wire.
Hey, speaking about memories.
Uh-oh.
Memories. The 15th of August.
Yes.
This show is going to premiere on the 14th of August. But the 15th of August, the old Dave Arute turns 59. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Jesus.
You got anything special planned?
Hopefully I'll be able to take a breath.
Right. Yeah, my dad used to say, son, you know, it's going to be a pretty good day. I was reading through the obituary column. I didn't see my name.
Yeah, that's what I do. I look at the bits every single morning to be sure. Well, anyway, enough of Merv Griffin. Great show planned for everybody.
Fantastic.
Thread talks, and we've got all kinds of little surprises that we're going to throw in here and there. There's not
no interviews, though.
Yeah, no interview on this particular show.
Yep.
We've got a great one coming up on the Friday show.
But we're not telling you. We're not telling you.
Well, you don't want to tell them?
Don't even give them a hint. Nope.
All right. You're just going to have to wait.
Yep.
The boss said no. The EP said no. A number one said no.
Yeah. Anyway. Low number 101 on the totem pole, probably. Yeah, there's only three number ones in our life right now, and that would be Simon Gray, Bringer, and Skeptical Club.
Yeah, we got three number ones, and that makes us number two, which is kind of a nasty number. Anyway, stay tuned. You're going to have a great show to look forward to and a great interview show coming up on the Friday show. So what do you say, John? We rock and roll?
Oh, can I do it this time?
Yeah, do it, will you?
Oh, thank you. Rock and roll!
Now, from the AboveTopSecret.com mobile headquarters team, currently doing donuts in the Area 51 parking lot, it's the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous.
John, I found another interesting thing that I really like here. And this is in the Deconstruction Disinformation and Deflection Forum. And the title is by a ATS member by the name of the Mighty Reds out of New York City. And actually, that's not him. That's his avatar. I guess he likes the Manchester United soccer team. This is by Blue Eye Devil 666. But I guarantee he lives in New York. But he's probably from England or something. Anyway, the title of his thread is Islam, Why Israel? And it's pretty interesting. And I thought and it's not that long. I'm just going to read it real quick. The Quran clearly states that Israel is the promised home to the Jews and not the Muslims. So why are they so bent on having Israel all to themselves? I mean, we are talking about a people that follow their holy book to the GD letter. So why not address what is written within the book? Are they, like most others, selective in their faith? Or is Islam being used as a political tool to recruit the youth to spread fear throughout the world, thereby eliminating any and all religious motivation? I submit that Islam is an evil faith, abused for the political practice for those in power, parentheses, government leaders, clerics, etc. Its unabashed evil nature is clearly seen worldwide daily. And then he goes on and talks about Muhammad and blah, 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 blah. And then he says, this should give you bearing on what we are dealing with globally, a cross-section of people dying for a book. And he's talking, referring again to the Quran. I don't even think anything of, bar a select few that many people have even read. No wonder why the Islamic government seek to keep its people stupid and uneducated. Otherwise, they would know the truth. And, here again, I'm not really big on religion conversations or that kind of thing. And I can't be, you know, and I sure as hell can't be one that sits there and says, you know, what's good or bad or whatever. But I think it's an interesting post. And one of the responses, in fact, the very first one, and the thing I love about AboveTopSecret.com, John, and I know you do too, is, boy, you know, if you make a statement, by God, you better be ready to defend yourself, because there's going to be somebody jump in on you. And this member, who goes by the name of Raud, R-A-U-D, I think that's the way you pronounce it, says, man, that was pretty harsh. Try a less aggressive, warmongering, hateful approach and go for the more analytical and sophisticated one. That might give you the attention you want and some more intelligent discussion to follow. For myself, I only have one question. And he's got Leap. Snip, so he's dropping an F-bomb.
Leap.
Do you get almost 1,000 ATS points? Where the hell is he getting the ATS points from?
I don't know, but did you notice that right after that there was a mod note about profanity, circumvention of censors? Please.
Oh, okay. One of our Gestapo buddies did the snip. Oh, okay. Okay. See, I thought maybe he put it in there. But no,
and once again, I would just like to point out that whenever Dave used the term Gestapo, he means
we are Gestapo
with all the love and sincerity that his little bitty
heart can
muster.
And we are Gestapo. See, I'm a Gestapo.
I'm not Gestapo.
I am Gestapo. You're a Gestapo. Wouldn't you like to be Gestapo too? Sorry. Okay, and then we get back to the thread. Okay, is it Dimitri?
I believe it is Dimitri. Shame on you.
Go ahead, John.
Shame on you for adding fuel to the fire called hate. Your post is ignorant, asinine, and downright ridiculous. You, dear poster, are that unabashed evil that you're ranting about. Is this what you have to offer humanity? If so, don't bother sharing. Peace.
Yeah, and then Manzoor, M-A-N-Z-O-O-R, who obviously is from the United Kingdom, and he professes to be a Muslim, says, see what I mean? No wonder why there is hate, because of people like you. I'm a Muslim, and I'm well proud of it, and I love my religion. People like him is why – what the hell is that? People like – oh, okay. People like him is why you get Muslims who hate the West, etc. so much. I don't proud. What the hell does that mean? I don't proud to be British, proud of my religion, and I don't even know why your thread is still up. It's damn right offensive. I mean, other than his spelling critiques, I think he makes a very valid point. And this gets back to the thread that we talked about on the show or two ago. Who knows? Who forgets? You know, about the Pope standing up telling that all the religion, all the other religions suck. I mean, this is really the same thing, isn't it, John? I mean, this guy's sitting there going, you know, he's bashing Islam. He's bashing the Quran. He's bashing all this other stuff. And it's like we've always said, John, I mean, when you put an opinion on AboveTopSecret.com, by God, you better be ready to draw the sword. Because nobody is going to allow you to sit there and slander a religion or slander a political party and just let it go, oh, well, yeah, let's let him bash us to death, you know, and trample on our grave, you know, and let's just walk on down the road and not make some kind of response. That's the thing I fell in love with AboveTopSecret.com. You know,
well,
our members don't tolerate all this BS, you know?
Well, this is something else that I love about our members is that they really are an out-of-the-box thinking group. For example, if you scroll down a little further, we have Marge. I'm expecting, or I guess it's Marge. Marge 6043, or maybe it's Marg 6043, said Blue-Eyed Devil 666, who was the original poster, has ever come to you, and I'm sure she forgot to put the word it, has it ever come to your mind that the so-called holy books are written by humans on agendas? Humanity can never be trusted when it comes to spreading ideologies. And, you know, even though it's not a big post, I kind of like the whole concept that he or she, we're going to assume it's a she, is kind of thinking out of the box there. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it doesn't take a full page to bring a point across.
Well, I know where you're going with this thing, because sometimes, like, a lot of these people having these real, like, in debates, I love debates, okay? But, I mean, you know, he has this huge, long thing. But then you've got this this member that has, it's a subject matter expert for AboveTopSecret.com, with the member name of D. John Stowe 77. And it says, just to add what debate said, and I guess he or she's paraphrasing, I think the Muslims think the Jews and early Christians were actually Muslims, but the Jews and Christians today are in a state of, I don't know what that word is, John. What
apostasy.
Is it? Apostasy.
Yeah.
And the Bible today is full of errors, whereas the Quran is totally correct. Now, see, now this is my weakness, John, now, because you have a holy
ministerial background.
Yeah, ministerial background, which is, you know, which everybody knows. I mean, you this is really something that would be your cup of tea, because, I mean, when it gets to religion, John, I'm out of my league here. But, I mean, I know about the Quran. Okay, I know what the Quran is supposed to be. I mean, you know, I'm not completely stupid. I mean, I don't read, but I'm not completely stupid. But basically, if I'm not misunderstanding this, then you tell me if I'm wrong, John, because of your religious background. Is DJ saying that the Quran is correct if you look at it compared to the Bible, which she's saying, I don't know what what does apostasy mean? What's apostasy?
All right. Well, an apostate is it is something that's kind of like anti-Christian. It's an apostate.
Okay.
Think of it as Luke, come over to the dark side. Well, nope. that would be an apostasy thing if Luke did that.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you for putting it in the.
And it would be an apostate.
I would understand. Yeah.
Darth Vader would be the apostate.
Got it. Oh, I understand what it means now. See, we just put it in Star Wars terminology.
There you
okay,
go.
but is DJ basically saying that the Quran is totally correct and the Bible is
not?
Well,
you know, I've read his post now like three times, and. For the life of me, I keep thinking now that perhaps the way I read it the first time was correct, which was he is saying the Bible is full of errors and only the Quran is totally correct. And so I don't know about that. Here's something I'd like to add. All right. And it's going to be a Johnny theological sidebar. But it's going to be a theological sidebar.
Okay, good. I love those.
If we were to say that everything that in the Bible is true and not full of errors, such as DeJosto 77 suggests,
right.
There was a period of time of where the tribes of Israel, and in fact the whole world for that matter, in its limited population, they had God got so miffed
an entity known as God, got so miffed with everybody that he scattered them throughout the world, all speaking different tongues.
Right.
And so, if I recall correctly, this was because Nebuchadnezzar built the Tower of Babel, or Babel, depending on where you're from.
Right.
And so he scattered all the peoples throughout the world, and so now they all started, you know, speaking in different languages, and so they all started kind of like grouping up. Oh, do you speak this language? Okay, great, I'll follow you.
Right.
So now, here they are, they're all scattered out. I've always kind of wondered, I wonder what would have happened if that had never occurred and we all spoke the same language. Would we be able to get along any better today than
well,
we are?
I think so.
You think so?
But you know, here again, you know, I don't have the huge religious background that you do, John. I mean, you're looking at it from an insight that I cannot even begin to fathom. But I mean, just looking at it from the Dave Rabbit mentality, which is a scary thing to look at. But I mean, you know, they say that, and I mean, I'm talking about people just in general, say
right.
that communication is the biggest problem that the world faces, because what it's like the left hand doesn't always know what the right hand is doing. So I think, I mean, it's just my opinion now. I mean, you know,
right.
when I said about opinions a long time ago, but
right.
I'm not going to go there again. But, you know, I think if everybody spoke the same language, I don't think you would have near the problems that the world faces today. Because
and
I
see
think
that's what I was. That's
yeah.
why I said my little theological.
I think communication. I think you're right on. I think you know once you get through all the Mormon tabernacle BS, I think you know communication is exactly the problem that the world faces. You know,
here's something else I'd like to just throw into the mix, and this is just my own weird sense of mentality going haywire right now.
Right.
All right. If religion was treated more like clothes, all right, we look at a person and that person is different and he's wearing different clothes.
Right.
You know, but we don't necessarily condemn them unless I guess you're a celebrity and you're on the worst dress list or the best dress list, as
exactly.
we have kind of got so sensationalized now to where we follow what's happening in the entertainment world more so than what's actually happening in our world that's really newsworthy,
right.
which pisses me off, pardon me.
Right.
And so I thought, you know, if religion could be more like clothes, I think we'd probably get along a little better. It's kind of like, oh, that guy or that gal
mm-hmm.
is wearing something kind of spiffy. I don't know if it would fit on me
right.
or if I would look good in that, but it sure looks good on him or her.
Right.
And this is an analogy going really bad, and I apologize to our members, but I think that we put a little too much emphasis on everybody thinking that they either belong to or follow the belief system of
right.
whatever so seriously that they have come up with this idea that theirs is the only one that's true.
Right.
And I have a hard time believing that. And being a former minister myself, I have a problem with anybody that comes up to me and says that my belief system is completely wrong.
Right.
I have a feeling that if my conscience and the way my belief system isn't hurting anybody, and I'm not trying to project, and I'm obviously, you can tell I'm choosing my words very carefully here.
Exactly.
And if I'm not trying to project my belief system on someone else in a way to where it is harming someone else, you know,
exactly.
I mean, everybody has an opinion, as you've already expressed. And I have nothing wrong with you wanting to express your opinion, but don't expect me necessarily to agree with it. And also, here again, don't expect me to necessarily disagree with it. I think it's great you've got that belief system, and that's perfect. Does that mean that I can't still share some soup and bread with you? Well,
yeah.
Of course I can still sit down at the same table with you. I think we get so wrapped up with believing that, oh my God, just like you pointed out from our episode earlier where we talked about the Pope saying that
right.
the Catholic religion, if you ain't a Catholic, sorry, you're Gandhi,
yeah.
buddy.
Right.
I have a hard time believing that. I think that if there is one entity or perhaps more entities
right.
that are supervising this, I think that here's what would be just ironic.
that it turns out to be some big joke that the entities are playing. They're all like gambling, playing poker up there. And they're going, okay, I'll throw you three Muslims here for a couple of Judeo-Christians over there. And then somebody goes, bingo, you know. And so this religion wins for this month or whatever, for this poker game. And here again, another analogy going very bad. And
I'm going to quit ranting. I think it was a good rant. And especially because of your
ministerial.
Background, I think it really adds some credence to the thing. But, you know, I mean, I guess the really bottom line on this thing is, and I mean, and I got to say this in all sincerity, you know, I just think that, you know, people get so wrapped up in their religion is the best. And this goes right back to what, you know, the Pope slamming everybody. You know, right. I just think if you let people just live their lives, if they want, you know, whether they believe in Allah or whether they call God or Muhammad or, you know, whatever name
or
they
Confucius,
want.
Confucius, whoever.
Yeah, whatever they want to give their God or whoever they believe is their salvation from whatever country around the world they are, then by God, let them do it. You know, they're not hurting anybody else. You know, they're not sitting there. Now, the only exception to that rule would be those guys that ride the bicycles with the white shirts and the black pants. And
those are Mormons.
Yeah, and bang on the door. I'm not quite sure about that group. But other than those guys, and my apologies to my Mormon friends, I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. My point is that regardless, I'm going to burn in hell for that one. But regardless of who you believe in, I mean, John, don't you? I mean, I know because of your religious background, you have to agree with me. It's bull crap. You know, let people live their life. If they want to, if they don't want to believe in God, they want to be an atheist, fine, hunky dory. But that doesn't, like you said, prevent all of us sitting down together at a dinner table, having a great meal, and just enjoying being human beings on planet Earth. You know, screw the politics, screw the religion. You know, that's what separates people, is this BS about, you know, my religion's better than yours, you're going to burn in hell and I'm not. You know, I mean, I'm so sick of this crap. You know, the world is so full of hate and just bull crap. I'm just so sick of it.
Well, I'm glad you didn't sugarcoat any of that.
Screw it. You know, I'm tired of all this stuff. And in the first Mormon I see that brings a bicycle on my street, you're in trouble, baby.
You.
Sorry.
Well,
yeah.
Sorry. Well, listen, friends. Well, we're gonna end this thread because it became a little longer than we expected, and we apologize if we went off on some rants. The bottom line that I think Dave and I were trying to say is that regardless of what religion and person that you worship, it's all good. And if you don't worship anything and you're an atheist, well, it's still all good. We're human. We all bleed the same color. Even if we find out that God is an alien, well, hoop-de-doo, big deal. I still love you, Dave. I still love our members. I love everybody. Even the people that don't like the show, I still love you. I just don't critique.
I mean,
just don't critique us so hard.
I love critiques. I just, you know, I can't wait to wake up in the morning to see what kind of lovely critiques certain members post on the threads. But seriously, as John said, you know, I mean, it's just like they say, you know, give peace a chance, folks. Give peace a chance. You know, give religion a chance. I mean, let people live their lives. And I guarantee you, if you just concentrate on being happy with your own life, regardless of what you believe in, religion, politics, or whatever, you're going to find you're going to be much happier. Quit dictating your beliefs to other people, and I guarantee you, you're going to have a righteous life. And with that, we're going to close the thread.
This is ATS Mix.
What? Whoa, what am I hearing?
What is this?
From above, topsecret.com.
Oh, crap!
Dave and Johnny on ATS Mix rule. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah. ATS rules, Dave and Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what you're supposed to say to get that special that they have on the radio show right now?
Yes.
Is that the special?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well then I want one of the Dave Rabbit cheeseburgers with an order of fries and a vanilla shake.
Okay.
And then I want one of the Johnny Anonymous chicken sandwiches, because he's really a lot of chicken to him, I think. And onion rings and a chocolate shake.
I'm sorry, we don't have a, we don't sell onion rings. Maybe you're confused. This is a Wendy's. The Whataburger is the next door.
Oh, okay. Well, I think this coupon says that it's supposed to be for Wendy's.
No, not yet in this restaurant. In another restaurant, maybe, but in this restaurant, we start in a couple of weeks.
So you don't have the Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous ATX special?
No, I'm sorry, we don't sell it yet.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi, welcome to Whataburger. How can I help you?
Yeah, they just sent me next door from Wendy's. Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous ATX Mix Rule. I think that's the code word for that special on-air sandwich thing that you're supposed to get. She said it wasn't Wendy's. She thought it was over here.
Go ahead and pull out to the second window, sir, please.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead and pull out to my window, please.
Okay.
Okay, sir, what was it that you're trying to...
Well, next door, there's a radio station that's on air right now called the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, and they had this thing where it says if you go up to Wendy's on Northwest Highway, I thought that said Wendy's, on Northwest Highway and say Dave and Johnny rule that you got this free special package. And she says it wasn't her, but she thought it was you guys over here at Whataburger. No?
No.
Have you ever heard of Dave Rabbit or Johnny Anonymous? Why are you laughing? These guys could be really big things.
So what was it that you're supposed to get?
I think it was a Dave Rabbit cheeseburger.
That's probably.
Why is she laughing in the background?
Oh, she's on the phone though.
I'm laughing.
Okay, Johnny, here I'm live at Whataburger. They don't know who you are, and they sure don't know who I am. This is Dave Rabbit with the ATS Mix Show. Have a nice day. Gotcha.
Now from the ATS Mix, this is Weird Wide.
What? What the f***? What? In this little segment, what you and I will do is we will peruse through some of these weird websites or unique and interesting websites that members have pointed us to. And we're going to review them and see if they are worthy of having other members go and check them out. I think I'm going to let you go first, my friend.
Oh, good. I picked one that's called Red Universe, and this is by AboveTopSecret.com member. I believe it's pronounced the Comte, C-O-M-T-E. And the website that he referenced is called Red Universe. And he says, this is the homepage of a web design company that is evidently very good at what they do. So abundant are their talents that after showing my stepson the page, he thought it was a game and proceeded to play it for 3 hours. From the homepage, and then of course he gives the thing, you enter the universe and enjoy interacting with other guests. You become a character that can walk, run, fly around a small little world. Certain key combos make the avatars perform actions such as dance a jig or fist fight.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but let's tell our members and listeners here what the address is of that site. And I believe it's http://ff0000.com. There's four zeros.
So anyway, you click onto that site, or if you he has a shortcut on the actual below top secret inner things, and you click on the thing, and it goes into this world, and all of a sudden this world pops up, and you can sit there and with your little arrows you can kind of walk around this little site. Now, what's funny about this thing is that you can sit there and smack people in the chops. You can talk to people. Right. You can fly. Right. You can do really anything that you want to do. And, of course, you can chat. Now, I started out here, and actually while I'm doing it, I go, what the heck is this? I mean, you go through, like, graveyards and all kinds of things. Now, I'm coming up on a group of people. Now this is what I think is funny about this thing. Right. You stand next to these people, and they've created their own avatars,
right,
and they sit there, and you can type messages, and you have those balloons are on the old cartoons,
right,
where they pop up. Well, they're sitting there talking to each other. Well, In the meantime, you're sitting there carrying on the conversation, and somebody's flying through the air, and they stand behind you, and all of a sudden, they start, you know, punching you. Like, I'm going up to this guy by the name of O.B. Snowflake. Now, right. There's a horse coming up behind me, and I'm sitting there smacking this horse with my fist. And now the guy's sitting there saying, because this is live interaction, the guy's sitting there going, "Why are you smacking me, lady?" And I'm going, and then now the horse is kicking me with his hind legs.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go over and just beat the crap out of this horse. Anyway, oh, now the guy's, what is this? Now the horse and this guy are beating me up.
Yeah, they gang up on you.
It's ridiculous. Now, here's the thing about, this is the fun thing about this site, John. Right. Now, I know you've been there. I went into this with the intention of just simply seeing what it was about. I stayed on this stupid site for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I flew around, and it took me forever to figure out, you know, all the stuff. And then I think I carried on with the conversation.
It's created by the Red Interactive Agency, and I guess it by this guy named Ethan Haas. And he says, "And the stars themselves came down as in the rain of fire. This is not a website. It is the future. Are you prepared?" And I thought, oh, that's pretty clever. Anyway, we want to encourage our members to go check this out. It's you know what? I give this a good rating. This is an interesting website. And I think our members will be amused by it. And as Dave said, you can also chat with some of these people and then find out why they're trying to kick the hell out of you. I don't know.
Well, I think I found out. They don't like guys in dresses.
Yeah, there you go. I found one, and I knew, since you told me that you were going to probably be doing that one, I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go the other end of the spectrum here. By the way, in our website at AboveTopSecret.com, we have, of course, in the ATS Mix section, we have a specific area called Information, and under there, we have a thing called Weird White What. Our members there have posted links to these areas, including right. this one by the name of Aces in the Hole. He has found this site. He says, "I ran into the site a while back and just remembered it again." You basically just type in commands for a guy who is in a chicken suit in front of a webcam to do your bidding. It's not live, but it definitely has the look of being live, so some could be fooled, and it's called www.subservientchicken.com. Now, subservient is spelled S-U-B-S-E-R-V-I-E-N-T chicken.com. That's all one word, subservient chicken. And I clicked on it, and lo and behold, as soon as I get there, I find out that this was created by a fast food burger place, and we won't...
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, we won't say the name, but you'll know it immediately when you go there. Sure enough, here's this living room, and this guy dressed up in a chicken outfit. He's a pretty big chicken. Well, I thought, well, you know, what is this all about? And it says it has this blank enter space and then submit. So I type sit, you know, as in sit down, and the chicken sat on the floor. Right. And then I asked him to get up, and he got up. And then I told him to go lay on the couch, and he went and laid on the couch. Everything I was entering, he was doing. And it was like, right. Wow, they must have spent an enormous amount of man hours to get him to do all these different things. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to try something that maybe they didn't try. So I told him to do kung fu on the chair. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he started going through kung fu motions and started karate chopping the chair and everything. So it's kind of it's one of those type of deals where if you're really bored silly and you want to see a man in a chicken outfit to do some weird things, which, by the way, I did ask him to lay an egg, and yes, he tried.
You know what's really funny? While you were talking, and of course I'm on the site right now too,
right?
I told him to watch TV.
Yeah.
And this stupid chicken goes over there and cuts the TV on, sits down on the couch, and starts watching TV.
Yeah. Ask him to shake his tail feathers. Go type that in. Shake your tail feather. Yeah. I got him to dance. I got him to stand on his head.
Okay.
Clean and glean yourself. And
God, you oh, here he is. He's shaking his tail feathers.
He's shaking his tail feathers. Turn around and shaking his tail feathers. Crazy? Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, I think our folks, our members and listeners might find it mildly amusing. It's www.subservientchicken.com. And that's going to conclude this small segment of Weird Wide
What?
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over. But tune in Friday for the next episode of ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network LLC or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.